I need to start this interview a little bit more retrospectively, because probably you're gone from Slovenia for a long time. So you started with your art production actually in the early 80s somehow in Ljubljana.
Yeah.
You were in the academy.
Actually, like, even like a late 70s in Florence.
Late 70s in Florence, but yeah, then you were you were present in Ljubljana in early 80s.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like I've just seen the invitation card for your Škuc exhibition in 81.
Right.
So I don't know. Can you describe a little bit what was your position in between different currents, flows there time?
Right.
Like you had like a different kind of production. That time Laibach Kunst, on the other hand, you had like the Fave was emerging and so on.
Right. The first thing is, I think Florence, I did my undergraduate in Florence, the academy, and it was like a next door to Derek Michelangelo. You know? And I was in Italy during the so-called Anni di Piombo, which is the Year of Lead, which is the their famous Autonomia Rebellion, Negri and all those dudes, and they have the Aldo Moro kidnapping, and so anyway, so we had a revolution, you know, when I was in Florence. Took over academy for like 2 years. It was like a run by students, and at the same time was kind of a very kind of the whole rebellion was not kind of defined in terms of like the old school kind of Marxism or, you know, fascism or whatever, or like what was the other one? Anarchism. Yeah. I mean, you have all of those, but, you know, but this kind of was supposed to be, you know, kind of a new form and supposed to be kind of based on creativity.
So how was Ljubljana different from Florence?
Yeah, but see, but basically, I'm from Koper, it's in Koperčan. It's called, and I basically my first thought, I was planning to go to study cinema in Poland, to Lodz, because, you know, a friend of mine, Francis Lack, you know, he was older, but he was studying there, and I went to, you know, invite me over to see the school, but then I was kind of far away, you know, I was not interested in, like, in narrative cinema, you know, making, you know, theater, basically, I was never big on theater, you know, so I was much more into, like, the whole Warhol thing, the whole, like, kind of anger, you know, that kind of, abstract, you know, the cinema as art, you know, so, and so then I went to Florence, plus, you know, spoke Italian, like a couple hours from, you know, plus at the time, you know, Poland, you know, it was kind of, didn't speak the language, was freezing, it was a bit depressing, so I went to Florence, you know, I was like, hey, you know, like, everybody looks super pretty, and, you know, and so it was like, it was in a way global city, but at the same time, there's a different world, you know, it's like, at that time, let's say, you know, everybody was white, you know, in Europe, everybody was European, except, you know, Americans coming to Florence, whatever, you know, and so Asia, 10,000, you know, was far away, China, I mean, was like, you know, it didn't exist mentally, I mean, so it was like a very different time, you know, so Europe was stuck with Europe, you know, so it was like, and, you know, closest to kind of internationalism, and then after that, you know, I went to academy in Ljubljana, went to Specialka, and, you know, I was had a riot. It was great. You know, so but basically, what I'm trying to say to you, that right at the end of my stay in Florence, was a major crackdown on the student movement. You know, everywhere you went, you have a machine gun on your head, hands against the wall. You know, you went to somebody's house and paranoia, and then suddenly heroin appeared. There was no fucking, you know, heroin before that. And, you know, this, you know, so it's kind of a collapse of some kind of idea of something being different, you know, and was being crashed, you know, by using excuse of fighting terrorism. You know, everybody knows about this one. It's a similar story always, you know. So that combined with just depression when everything went to hell, combined with, you know, this influx of heroin from nowhere. And so this whole thing just crashed. You know, Padua, that was where things was happening, you know, bigger sense. But then I went to, you know, Ljubljana, you know, it was great, you know, it was like a, you know, I went to Specialka, and everybody was, you know, old my generation, you know, like, you know, it was fantastic, you know, like, Milan, you know, Erich, the 80 Stief, and whatever, all this, you know, and, I mean, you know, I had this studio, you know, I was working my stuff, you know, then the whole, like, you know, music thing was going on, the whole punk rock, the whole alternative scene, the whole, like, alternative, you know, spaces like Mirage Student, Schutz, you know, just so name it, you know.
And, have you been engaged with music already in Ljubljana?
Yeah. So that's another point. Actually, there's even in, you know, that book which came out, Ljubljana. It's funny because they didn't mention, you know, what the hell I was doing as an actual art pieces, but what counted was the fact that I had a band called Blauwreiter, which was part of my show, you know, and then also video. I mean, I worked with video hard, you know, very strongly at that time. So I had this, all these three elements in my show. But the whole notion of like a counterculture, you know, and you know, everybody has had that, you know, the whole, that was the great thing about Ljubljana at the time. And actually, I think this, you know, that the reason why Slovenia is an independent country comes from that, from those 2-3 years. Early 80s.
What about your work? I mean, as I noticed, your work, your artwork was based on somehow collage of one way on one hand, using like the like found appropriated images and combining it with you.
No,
own.
Actually, they're not found. I made those, except the painter. No, the whole thing was the I was very much, because let's say at the time, you know, the whole, you know, imagery, you know, kind of all the zing, like a music magazines, fanzines, whatever, you know, kind of a punk thing. You know, basically all the language came out from, you know, from Dada, you know, came out, there was a whole connection, you know, and then the, especially like, John Hartsfield, you know, especially because, you know, Ljubljana was a political situation going on. The same like in Italy, but it was kind of a different, it's almost like things shifted, even if it was not connected, it was not like, what's going on in Italy, nobody was thinking what happened in Italy, but it was just like in the air, you know, because, you know, it has to do with, you know, it was like a huge crisis, economic crisis at the time, you know, I think maybe those years, late 70s, early 80s are kind of, you know, there's some other, but those, you know, in a way kind of, you know, was kind of started all the changes, you know, which we still are living in. Actually, I think that was kind of the beginning of all this.
But your work, your work at the time seems to be, more intimate than connected to this whole global situation.
No. Well, I mean, it had to do with like a, you know, I was always kind of a more individualistic, you know, kind of a, you know, I was like a, so for me, yeah, it was kind of a personal expression, but at the same time, you know, everything you do, it's political. I mean, obviously, I mean, there's not no way around it, you know, basically, you know, I mean, but for me, it was kind of it was like a personal kind of a standoff, you know, kind of a rebellion, for example. But, you know, this is why I kind of adopted the notion of, photomontage, which was basically after John Hartsfield, but also the technique, the way he did it, you know, the way you, you know, you, you know, you kind of put things together, how you put a photograph of the collage and then how this becomes like a one unified thing. But then the thing is, I wasn't really used, you know, I was actually, you know, personal was in that context that, you know, I was using people I was close to as a friend, you know, people I grew up with, you know, that I used as a, you know, as a, you know, as a person I photographed, you know, and, you know, especially like I had like a life-size, you know, male nudes, you know, I mean, and, you know, it was, had to do with the whole, like, a notion of, yeah, like, a, your freedom, you know, but, you know, could be sexual freedom, could be, I mean, in my case, you know, my perspective was as, you know, it's kind of, you know, projecting my own sexuality in reverse, put it that way. So, yes, it was a male nude, but it was more like expression of my own sexuality, not my desire. You know, so that's why, for example, I use male nude instead of like a female, because that would be my object of desire. So I obviously had to do with the whole notion of freedom, sexuality, and which is supposed to be sexual freedom at the time, supposed to be also political freedom, and so that context, I mean, because, you know, but that was not the point. The point was this kind of, also visual connection to that kind of youth culture, you know. It's kind of totally coming from the youth culture, but at the same time, you know, it's kind of a formally, you know, kind of all the works were done formally, you know, kind of based on, you know, I mean, after all, I was at the academy, so, you know, two academies, so, you do your homework, you know? So in terms of, you know, it was basically like a life-size photograph, you know, like photomontage, let's say, a naked, like a, you know, young man on a chair with like a wool hat, you know, head of a wolf. Actually, I went to a, you know, zoo to actually take a photograph of the wolf, you know, you see the, then, you know, another, you know, with the head of hyena, then a photograph of the forest, and then another one, you know, the photo of a guitar, you know, next to a panther, you know, and a naked boy, you know, kind of, and, but everything was like life size. So basically, when you see the body, you know, it was like a, went directly to, you know, you related it, you know. And, but this one, only one, is the big pieces, but then I work with video, you know, and so video was a, you know, I did this kind of a long, you know, like epic videos, which were like the first, like a black and white video camera. And, but there was like a, you know, one movie was about, you know, just like a, you know, dancing in a nightclub, you know, on Lou Reed and Iggy Pop, kind of just like a disco, like, you know, just dancing, you know, that's one, like, epic. And then another one was kind of a debate with my friend, we were debating.
Your first film, actually, coming to New York, is a blue movie.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
Which we just
just torture you with it. That's like, yeah, my epic.
So it seems also to be a little bit auto-reflective. I mean, connected, of course, with your coming to probably different place.
Yeah, but, you know, so for me it's funny, because that's the thing about New York, you know. When you get to New York, you don't feel like you come to a different place. That's the crazy thing about New York City. Anyway, so that movie, it's basically what it is. Was like a, you know, it's in a context of time. It's almost like an, as like a portrait of a, you know, young man as an artist, but also had to do with like a, you know, historical. That was like at the time when Reagan, you know, said, because basically the whole New York, I mean, the city was like really pretty dark. And you know, so the movie was about that. It was kind of you know, it was like a, you know, straightforward. You know, it was like a, you know, my body and the city. But let's say when stuff I did in Ljubljana, you know, I, you know, have a did collaboration with the friends, you know, and, you know, and this was, you know, just straight hardcore, just me. So I had a black and white camera, video camera. I pushed the button, I put myself in front of the camera, and that's it. And then, you know, the city, the notion. But then I, but it's, you know, it's pretty like a almost 1 hour long, and then I kind of, you know, the whole notion of like a, you know, like a Warhol thing, and, you know, then obviously, you know, the leather and kind of, you know, kind of a sexual part, you know, kind of, you know, autoerotic thing was kind of, you know, for from, you know, Kenneth Anger. Then let's say the whole materiality of the image, let's say from St. Backridge, you know, it's kind of, you know, I use all these elements. And but at the same time, you know, also I was working on set of like large paintings. Kind of, they kind of came, you know, from the works I did in Ljubljana. In Ljubljana, I actually used photograph real. In a way, it was more advanced. But then, in New York, I, you know, actually went painting. And then, you know, obviously, you know, it was graffiti time. So it was like a, you know, spray paint and, you know.
Mm-hmm. So did your, like, for instance, like the subject matter you were dealing with, It seems that it changed a little bit with years. So right. It seems that it went from more intimate to more, like, I would say, more obviously political or even apocalyptic. For instance, like in Diamond series or in the series of drawing.
The consolidation of the West.
Yeah.
That's my response to Zizek. There you go. Well, no, I mean, no, but also has to do with, you know, let's say with Diamond set. I mean, well, you know, the whole thing was, you know, has to do with, it was a Beckett photograph, and then, you know, Beckett goes, worse than hate is to ignore. And let's say, and then, you know, when there was a war in Yugoslavia, so when, you know, the whole horrors in Bosnia and Sarajevo, you know, there was this big debate, you know, it's an American interest to do something, or the over there just crazy tribal people who hate themselves for millions of years, just, you know, kind of a European, like French position, I guess. And you know, and then you have this kind of the whole division of ideological division left and right, kind of a collapse, you know, on this topic, because suddenly, yeah, and once, you know, because they had this obviously this picture coming from Sarajevo, this, you know, horror of like you know, people just being, you know, killed like a turkey shoot. I mean, which obviously it's wrong. I mean, what's there to debate? It's fucked up. It's wrong. There's nothing else about it. You know? So basically that has to do with the diamond thing. It's about the whole notion of ignoring. What happened was that I kind of stumbled in those images of those like boy soldiers, and they were just really, you know, pretty amazing. They were kind of this one kid like a voguing. It was almost like a, you know, he was, you know, but then, you know, kind of, you know, had, you know, the nice jeans jacket, you know, have Adidas, you know, tracksuit, they have like a cigarette, you know, and like a with AK-47, so he was with a cigarette and he was kind of posing, you know. And so basically what it is that I use these images of these soldier boys, you know, basically it was kind of like find out images, you know, because I think as an artist, what you do, you kind of for your main thing as an artist, you kind of edit images, you kind of you know, and the images are everything around you, kind of you kind of and also you edit your own thoughts. So you basically that's what the job of an artist, editor, that's what you do. I used to use those images, and, you know, but at the same time, you know, those kids, you know, they're like so, you know, well, obviously they were, you know, could be killers, you know, or not. And obviously, you know, they were basically disposable as a human being. So basically, it's about, you know, geopolitical marginalization, you know, and then also personal marginalization. So, but they have their own, you know, character and combine. So that's one panel. Then the next panel is kind of, you know, the kind of, you know, this nebula, which kind of, the stars kind of, you know, it's almost like kind of, that's a very basic kind of poetic, kind of almost cheap poetics,